We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school baseball coaches in the state. It's time for the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association Show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Let's turn it over to WBCA President and Head Coach at Oak Creek High School, Scott Holler, and 105.7 FM, the Fan High School Insider, Big Time, Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association Show, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Scott Holler. Scott, Alex Benelis, what a great kid.
Yeah, he's special. You know, and this goes without saying, but, you know, when you get into teaching and coaching as a profession, those are the kids that obviously leave a lasting impact, and you learn from them. I'm a better person for having seen a kid like Alex Benelis and getting to know a family like the Benelis family. And just they keep you grounded, and they put things in perspective. Alex is a kid that definitely gets it, and he's earning everything he gets in life, and he's doing a great job.
Hey, our next guest, he is, I'll tell you what, you want to talk about if you're a Wisconsin baseball guy to be proud of somebody, Gavin Lux, Kenosha Indian Trail graduate, played at Kenosha Indian Trail. Now he is playing for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He is joining us for the next two segments. Hey, Gavin, thank you so much for a couple minutes of your time. How are you doing today?
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's always good to talk baseball and all that good stuff. I'm doing good. Just good. Fighting boredom. I'm sure it says everyone else is.
Yep. Man, so tell me, are you in California now, or are you in the state of Wisconsin? Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in Wisconsin, so pretty much they shut down everywhere in LA, so I didn't really have anywhere to work out. So coming back home to Wisconsin, I still have my uncle who throws BP to me a bunch, and then I still have like a gym to work out at. One of my buddies owns one, so I'm doing all right, you know.
Can Augie still throw it a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. If I ever got in a home run derby, which I doubt I will, he would be my go-to BP guy.
Man, I love hearing that. I really do.
Oh,
Gavin, you have to understand, guys my age, you know what? Augie Schmidt was the man. I mean, he was the guy back in the day. And don't tell him I said that, but I'm telling you, he was the guy that we all looked for and rooted for. And we would say, hey, I watched him play here, or I played against him, or I saw him. You know, all of that stuff is who your uncle was. And I'd love when you say, look, if I ever got into one of those, he'd be the guy that would be thrown to me. I really enjoy that a lot. Hey, Gavin, can we talk a little bit about your days at Indian Trail? This is the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show. And Alex Benelis, the guy who was just on before you, played 4 years at Oak Creek and said, look, there was a little bit of pressure to play travel ball, but I really wanted to play with my guys from my high school. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that as well. You played at Kenosha Indian Trail, and you're playing for the Dodgers, so it doesn't get any better than that, but playing high school baseball was awfully special for you.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think for me, growing up with a lot of guys that I was actually playing with, you know, those are like your boys and your childhood friends. So for me, I always thought high school baseball was one of the funner times I've ever had playing baseball. So I really enjoyed high school baseball, and we always had pretty good teams, and so, I mean, you add that into it, too, and we went to state, you know, and I mean, I had a lot of really good memories playing high school baseball, you know.
But that's really good to hear, because what we do on this show is we highlight the Wisconsin Baseball Coach Association, and we talk about guys that played at their high schools and played, like you said, with your boys. and then move on and they go to play at different levels, and to hear from somebody who is now playing at the highest level that you can play, to say, hey, look, that those were great times for me to be able to do that. Hey, how early on when you were playing baseball as a little kid, did you know that you might have been the best player in the field on most of the fields that you played on, and you had a chance to play at a really high level?
Honestly, for me, I wasn't that early. I never really thought I was the best player on the field or anything of that nature, probably until I got older, until maybe my junior, senior year, where I started having, a little more confidence and I started to get better. But when I was younger, I don't think I was ever, the best player on the field. I was always good and pretty, skilled and knew what I was doing. But physically, I was always smaller, so I was never really probably the best player on the field growing up. And I don't think I really started to figure out what kind of player I was maybe until my sophomore, junior, senior year of high school.
Hey, Gavin, Scott Holler here. Thanks for joining us again. Coach Schmidt from Indian Trail, when I talked to him, and obviously I'm not sure if you know, but obviously we're back in the Southeast Conference now, so I've gotten to know Coach Schmidt, and what a great guy and a great coach. He speaks volumes about you and your character. Kind of going back to that a little bit, when you were younger, growing up in Kenosha, was, and obviously with your uncle being a legendary coach at Carthage, how early did you start kind of tagging along, with Coach Schmidt, with Augie? Was that something you did on a regular basis? What was kind of your path? Was it just the youth leagues in Kenosha? I know eventually you went on and had, great success with hitters and R.J. Fergus, but kind of take us through, when did you really start to latch on? Was it because of Augie?
Yeah, I think 100%. My grandpa played minor league baseball also, so there's like a lot of baseball history in the family. So
okay.
For me, it was like, I was kind of like almost born into it. And gotcha. Augie had me over there at Carthage, turning double plays and hitting on the field with the team as early as, 6 or 7.
Wow.
So for me, like growing up around that program, it helped a lot. And just being around older guys and a lot of good players, So
right.
I think that kind of helped me grow up, and just the baseball IQ aspect. And obviously the game's faster at the college level than it is when you're 10 years, 13, 14, 15, 16,
Right.
So I think it just helped me grow up faster and kind of understand the game a little better. But, obviously having Augie over there is a huge blessing, and he's done so much for me in my career, and I definitely wouldn't be where I'm at without his guidance.
Yeah. That was pretty special. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
We're talking with Gavin Lux again, second baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers, played at Kenosha Indian Trail. Scott, I was watching this morning a short video that I found, and it's Gavin Lux's impressive major league start. And my favorite mm-hmm. part of this video, two hits, his first pitch, he knocks right. Into center field
yep.
for a base hit. But
the
when they showed,
going crazy. Yep.
Oh my goodness, when they showed his mom, when she yeah. took a big breath when he got in the batter's box and how excited she was. And then when the announcer at the end, after he hit a double second time up, and he said, too bad Robert Redford wasn't younger, he would play Gavin Lux as
wow.
the natural. And sure. I just thought, one of the best lines, but my favorite was watching his mom take this deep breath as he got up for his first at bat, and yep. just how you could see the relief on her face and how happy she was that her son, yeah. first pitch, just get it out of the way, boom, get that hit. Hey, Gavin, do you remember what you were feeling when you got in the batter's box that first time?
Yeah, that whole day I was, extremely anxious. I was definitely nervous, but I just wanted to go play and get out there. It was, the whole day out, and the last, really, ever since I got called up, I was just thinking, I just can't wait to go out there and play. I'm so anxious. And, couldn't really eat anything the whole day, couldn't really sleep. I think I was just feeling a lot of different emotions, as a kid, that's what you dream for. And getting that call up, I thought it was really special. And then, obviously, my family being able to be there and them, all the sacrifices they've made for me over the years. It just made it that much more special. So
I thought one of the cool moments there too, Gavin, was that not only your parents, obviously, but Augie was there as well.
Yep.
That had to mean something special to you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's been on and off the field pretty much like a mentor. So, yeah, obviously him being there just makes it even that much more sweeter too. And I think he might have gotten the most emotional out of everybody. So that makes it funny and better also, you know.
Right.
Hey, Gavin, you know the nice thing about playing for Los Angeles is Los Angeles is like a mirror image of Kenosha, right? So you go from Kenosha to it's the same thing. It's like just being at home again. Well, how different? I mean, obviously, it's quite a bit different. Was it hard to get used to that lifestyle living in Los Angeles?
I was actually out there a bunch in the off season the past few years, so I kind of knew what to expect. So for me, it wasn't that big of a surprise or an adjustment. I feel like I can kind of fit in wherever I go. So for me, it wasn't that big of an adjustment, no. But LA's the fans and the city, obviously, it's pretty special. So probably no place I'd rather be, honestly.
Hey, can we real quick, Scott, and then we're going to get to a break, but talk about the journey for you. You know, you were the Baseball America's Minor League Player of the Year. You were the Dodgers Minor League Player of the Year 2 years in a row. But to go, like, from, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, to make those jumps, can you talk a little bit about that journey to get to play in Major League Baseball? Was that a difficult time for you, or was that something that you really embraced?
Yeah, for me, it was, I had my ups and downs at points. 2017, my first full season, probably was maybe 175 pounds still. Physically wasn't, you know, probably ready to handle a full season, which is 142 games. Mm-hmm. Struggled, you know, I think I was hitting 200 up until the All-Star break, which, yeah, it's, you know, that's a long time to be hitting 200.
Right.
Yeah, and that was kind of like a big adjustment for me, as I never really struggled before. So how do I handle struggle and failures when I've never really dealt with it? So that was kind of a learning process for me, and which, looking back at it now, has probably turned out to be a blessing. Obviously, mm-hmm. we all know baseball can kick you in your you-know-where.
Sure.
On a daily basis. So I think I learned how to fail early, which I'm thankful for. And really, after that 2017, though, I didn't really have too many big bumps in the road. But I definitely had to readjust and rework my swing and make a lot of adjustments to my game to be able to perform at a certain level. So
we're going to get to a break. We're going to hold Gavin Lux over for one more segment again. He is second baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers, a Kenosha Indian Trail, a proud Kenosha Indian Trail graduate. And we will get one more segment with Gavin Lux on the other side. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern, Scott Holler, head baseball coach at Oak Creek and the president of the WBCA, my co-host. Hey, Scott, Gavin Lux just turned 22 years old.
Yeah.
I didn't know where my socks were when I was 22.
Right.
This kid, right? Oh, my
goodness
gracious.
You know, he's a kid, and I was, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to coach against Gavin in high school, but obviously getting to know Coach Mike Schmidt down at Kenosha Indian Trail, and he's told me some stories about Gavin, and again, what a high-character kid he is. He mentioned, Gavin, you made a stop at Indian Trail one day at high school. I don't know if it was during the school day or what, but you got bum-rushed, I think, by like a couple hundred people. Is that true?
Yeah, it was after the season. Every year when I come back, I always go back and say what's up to some of my teachers that I had, because those people obviously had a lot of impact in my life also. So
absolutely,
I always go back and say what's up. And yeah, it was kind of a mess, but you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
Hey, Gavin, when you were drafted in the first round and you had committed to Arizona State, did you know weeks in advance that you had a pretty good chance that's where you were going to go, and they had made, you know, let you know that if you were there at 20, they're going to take you?
No, yeah. I honestly didn't know the Dodgers were going to take me until it popped up literally on the screen. So
wow.
Yeah, it was a good surprise, but I didn't really know what to expect, because I just figured they give you most, or some teams give you a call before they take you and say, hey, we're going to take you here. Congrats, but we just want to let you know. And the Dodgers always, I guess, like to surprise their guys. So yeah, I didn't know until it popped up on the screen, but that's definitely the team you want to get drafted by. I think they do a good job in every aspect of baseball.
You know, Gavin, your story is great, because to hear you say that you truly didn't think you were really maybe the best player on the field till like junior or senior year in high school, that's very inspiring. I mean, obviously you played at a high level and played for an elite travel team like hitters, but to hear you say that, I think gives a lot of inspiration to young guys, because you kind of claim yourself as kind of a late bloomer. I've heard, you know, read a couple different articles, like you mentioned earlier in the show, where you weren't the biggest guy, you weren't the strongest guy on the field. And that's obviously the great thing about baseball. When did you commit to Arizona State? Was that around your junior year of high school, sophomore year of high school?
I originally committed to Virginia Tech, and then I ended up decommitting because of coaching changes. But I believe, yeah, it was right before we played our state game in my junior year of high school. Yeah. So
yeah,
whenever that is, right. Before,
which is
starts.
Pretty, and now, I mean, it's fairly late for a huge 100%. Program like Arizona State.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think you see freshmen committing early now.
Right.
And sophomores, pretty much, if you're a high level sophomore, it's like these guys are already committed or bench committed.
Right.
So yeah, I think it is late.
We are
so
talking.
You're,
go ahead.
Sorry, Mike.
No, go ahead, Scott.
Well,
go ahead.
I just wanted to ask Gavin one more thing real quick about the draft, because you hit on it. Was your showcase series, was your travel, you know, that senior year, you know, before the draft, was there a specific event or a showcase that you were at or whatnot, or was it them coming to see you in the spring? Where do you think you jumped to the first round? Because that's just obviously incredible for a Wisconsin kid to go in the first round and to go that high.
Yeah, probably. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be more of a second, third round pick going into my senior year, because I did pretty good on the showcase circuit, but I didn't do great by any means.
Okay.
So probably about halfway through my senior year, started to hear some first round buzz, I guess you could say.
Sure.
But ultimately, you don't know until you know.
Right.
So it
right.
physically happens, you know, so.
Yeah.
We are talking with Gavin Lux, again, the second baseman for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Gavin, as a rookie and a 21-year-old going into that locker room, and you're looking around, and there's Clayton Kershaw, and there's, you know, Cody Bellinger and Cody Seager and Corey Seager and, you know, these guys, Justin Turner. Did you have to kind of just pinch yourself a little bit, or did you just walk in and feel as though, okay, I'll be okay here?
Obviously, you know, guys like Kershaw and JT, and there's so many good players in that locker room, but they do a really good job at making you feel welcome as soon as you get there. At the end of the day, all of us want to win, so some teams, you know, in the past, rookies kind of get the little rookie hazing, but the Dodgers, they do a really good job, and I think that's the culture, and then the veterans, it says a lot to what kind of people they are. And, you know, as a rookie, you know, you go in there, you don't really have relationships with anybody, so it's kind of a comfort period where you're trying to figure out, you know, how can I be comfortable here, how can I interact with people, and you're kind of walking around on eggshells a little bit, but they do a really good job at making you feel comfortable and welcome. right off the rip. So the culture there is good.
You know, Gavin, there's more and more players now from the state of Wisconsin that we get a chance to talk about playing at a high level than I think ever before. And I think it's because the high school coaches are quality coaches. And then there's opportunities outside of American Legion ball, which is much bigger outside of the state than it is here in Southeast Wisconsin. But like Hitters and Baseball Academy and all of these places where players can get better, get bigger, stronger, faster, I think have had a big impact on the state of Wisconsin. I can't imagine that when you walk into a locker room and somebody in the Dodgers says, so where'd you grow up? And you tell them Kenosha, Wisconsin, they don't kind of look at you like, really? Like, did you play 20 games over there or what? But I think now we're talking about more guys like you.
100%. You know, I think the travel ball and the high school coaches, like you said, do a great job at, building relationships and making players better. Maybe even 10 years ago compared to now, there's so many more great players. You look at guys like Alex and Jared Kelenic and Dalton Varsho, Owen Miller. There's so many good players, Doran Turchin. Jonathan Stevers, you know, the list goes on and on of guys who are doing really good in Pro Bowl now, where maybe 10 years ago we weren't as relevant, you know? So I think obviously we're doing something different than we weren't doing maybe 15, 20 years ago. And I think it's the travel ball and the high school coaches, and I think they get all the credit, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Scott, you know, looking at Gavin, 2016 Wisconsin Baseball Gatorade Player of the Year. He hit 560 his senior year. Him and I are like twins. I hit 560 in the church softball league one year. Just so you know, our swings are very similar. I'm a righty, you're a lefty. No, I'm just kidding.
Only thing he's got you on, Mike, is a little bit of speed. I think Gavin just got you on the speed. Yeah. That's all. I mean, other than that, you're pretty comparable.
I played second base in the church softball league. He plays second base.
Yeah. We're different. Playing in the NL, playing in the NLCS versus playing in your church softball league. The pressure is very similar.
We got to the final four in that church softball league. Some Lutheran church beat us, I think. Hey, Gavin, the best pitcher you have faced so far?
I would say it's a toss-up between Jonathan DeGrom and Scherzer. It's a throw-up, you know. You can throw either of them in the bag.
Jeez. Yeah, they're both pretty good.
I can't bring up the slow pitch softball pitcher from that Lutheran church. I can't do it. Gavin, that's awesome. Hey, your family's Augie, does your mom and dad, they get a chance to see you come out and see you play quite a bit?
During the minor league season, I think they usually try to come a couple times. When I was in the Texas League and Double A, we played in Springfield, Missouri, which is not terribly far. It's like, I want to say 8 hours. So they always came to that and then tried to come in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. But yeah, they've made the stops pretty much every stop of the way. They came out to California when I was in Rancho. When I played in Great Lakes, obviously that's close. That whole league is the Midwest. So they've pretty much been everywhere, every stop of the way, yeah.
Man, that's awesome. Hey, real quick, the adjustment going to second base for you, easy adjustment, difficult adjustment?
I played second base quite a bit growing up. So for me, the angles and the double play turn, it wasn't that different. I think if you can play short, Scott can agree with me on this. I think if you can play short, you can play second. There's so much demand, and it's probably the most important position on the field outside of catcher. So I think, you can play short. You can definitely play second.
And, Gavin, obviously just switching gears a little bit because I know you got to go and we appreciate the time, but, man, you've been blowing up with this online gaming thing. You're like, I mean, your star was already huge with what you did last year in the playoffs, and then everywhere I look on Twitter, it's you gaming with all these different organizations and stuff. Talk a little bit about that. How's that? It's helping pass the time, obviously, right?
Oh my God, it's keeping me sane through this this quarantine. I think, I don't know if I didn't have video games, I really don't know what I would be doing right now. But
you're playing some big names.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, and all of them are great dudes, so it's cool getting to know different right. people in different sports, and we're all kind of in, you know, similar positions, so it's cool getting people's perspective on everything and just realizing that everybody, all these dudes are just normal people at the end of the day, you know. It's cool getting to know different people, but yeah, I think
your YouTube channel too. Your YouTube channel too. I people can check that out. They just go to YouTube. Is it labeled something particular, Jared, or Gavin? Sorry, how do they get to your YouTube stuff? Is that something you're doing on a regular basis?
It's really more of an off-season thing. It's kind of impossible to do during the season with games and travel, and it's not doable. But a media company came up and approached me about it and just said, you know, this is a cool opportunity to be able to interact with fans and make yourself more relatable and people can get to know you more on a personal basis. And I just thought it was a cool opportunity for people to kind of know more about me and me just being able to interact with people. And at the end of the day, I think that's cool for everybody involved in that. So, I actually liked it.
Hey, Scott, the other thing he has available is Cameo. He'll do a Cameo request, and I love that. Nobody's ever asked me to do that from that church softball league, Gavin, I got to tell you. But Cameo.com, the real Gavin, I'm telling you, the real Gavin Lux, excuse me. Cameo.com, the real Gavin Lux, and you know what? He'll do a birthday wish or, you know, something like that, and it's pretty cool. I would check that out and check him out on Twitter as well. Man, he is he's made the state of Wisconsin proud, and you can see why. He carries himself awfully well for a young 22-year-old. Hey, Gavin, I've never been a big Dodger fan. I got to be honest with you. But I'm gonna start being a Dodger fan because of you for sure.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. We'll change that. We'll change that.
we'll see. We'll have a conversation. I don't know why. Growing up, I'm an old guy. Gavin just was never a Dodger fan, and there's a few things here that, you know, I'm a Brewer guy, so that, and you can understand why. Yeah, you bet.
Hey,
Gavin
Lux, there's
no doubt. I appreciate you doing the same with the Packers, man. You keep the green and gold on.
I'm not a Packer fan. I'm sorry.
You're not?
I'm not.
Alex, Alex was the big Packer fan.
Alex.
Oh,
Alex,
hold on a sec. Whoa, Gavin, you're not a Bears fan,
are you? I'm not telling you. I'm not.
Hey, yeah, as long as it's not the Bears, we're okay, Gavin. You're in Kenosha. It is the Bears.
It's probably the Bears. He's pleading the fifth. He's pleading
the fifth.
You know
what? Don't worry. You'll grow out of that, Gavin. You'll grow out of that.
We'll see.
I'm just kidding.
We'll see.
Yeah, it was Alex Benelis. He was the big Packer guy. Yeah. Gavin Lux, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Again, you can follow him on Twitter at The Real Gavin Lux. Hey, good luck, and looking forward to watching you get back out and playing again.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
You bet.
Thanks a lot, Gavin.
Gavin Lux, we're going to get to a break. Kevin James and Charlie Marks and a couple of guys that played together at Whitefish Bay. One went on and played at Notre Dame. One went on and played for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays organization. Two kids I coached in AAU basketball. And I look forward to catching up with Kevin James and Charlie Markson on the other side of the break. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Mike McGivern alongside Scott Holler, head baseball coach at Oak Creek. He's the president of the WBCA. Our next two guests, I've known these guys since they were in third grade, maybe even sooner. Kevin James and Charlie Markson, both Whitefish Bay grads, both played for the Blue Dukes, played for the Junior Blue Dukes. Charlie went on and played at Notre Dame. Kevin played for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays organization. We were joined by these two boys living down in the Chicago area. Charlie, let me start with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I actually escaped Illinois, and I'm up in Door County.
You are
isolating myself away from everybody right now.
Attaboy. That's good. Yeah. We're up in Door County.
I'm staying in Egg Harbor right now. So my fiance's family has a place, and when they all head back for the weekend, I'm staying to work from up here.
Man, good for you. Kevin James, how are you doing?
Coach Mike, what's going on? Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Guys, thanks a lot for joining us. So what we've been doing on this show is talking to guys that played high school baseball here in the state of Wisconsin and then went and played at really high levels. And we're talking to them a little bit about their time playing in high school. And one of the things that the common thread, I think, today has been these guys saying, hey, look, some of the best times I've ever had playing baseball has been playing at my high school with guys I grew up with, guys I went to grade school with, and guys that I'm in class with. And Charlie, I'm going to start with you. Your memories of playing at Whitefish Bay had to be really good memories for you.
Yeah, no, that it's funny. When you first reached out to us, my first thought was, I hope this is about high school, because some of the best memories of playing baseball or with the guys you grew up playing little league with, travel ball with in middle school, and then ended up playing at Cahill. I think Kevin would agree with me, though. So some of the most disappointing times too, because I think we never reached the level we thought we could have. But some of the memories of summer games at Cahill still stand out as the best for me.
Kevin, same question for you.
Yeah. It starts even before high school. Just growing up playing at Little League, up at the Water Tower, and then you play All-Stars with these guys, and you grow up with them playing every summer. I still have just, anytime I walk past Cahill, I guess it's Tri-Council Field now, but I still have special memories. Every time I walk past it, I think of all the great times we had there.
Scott, when we were talking about today's show and I said, hey, I want to get Charlie Markson and Kevin James on, you said, man, that would be great. Hey, coach these guys in an All-Star game. These are two really nice young men, even back then in high school. And these were two exceptional high school baseball players.
Absolutely. And Charlie, Kevin, how are you guys? Thanks for coming on. Not sure if you remember our time together at the All-Star Classic back in 2009. I know we had to be, I had known you guys obviously hearing about you in the area, but yeah, Kevin and Charlie were a part of some really good Whitefish Bay teams. And, you know, to have two guys from the same high school in the same year get drafted, that was pretty special. And you're right. I hit it off with both of them, at that All-Star Classic game. And I remember talking to Kevin, I don't know if he remembers this or not, but, the All-Star Classic was held in June. So, I think we were going to start Kevin game one, and I went over to him and I said, hey, Coach Wyszynski's got you on a pretty tight pitch count here, so we got to be careful. And Kevin kind of laughed and said, yeah, that sounds like him. So I don't remember exactly how many innings you threw there for us, Kevin, but obviously Kevin was one of the top arms in the state and obviously went on and got drafted by the Rays. And then Charlie, I just remember, ran like a deer. Oh, man, we couldn't. I think we played them. I think he had four stolen bases against us when we played them. They beat us that year pretty good. Kevin hit one, I think, that hasn't landed yet. So, yeah, just two phenomenal players at the high school level and obviously beyond as well.
Hey, Charlie, let me ask you real quick. Your years at Notre Dame, you obviously played at a really high level, played with a lot of guys that people would know, or played against, you know, guys that people would know. When baseball came to an end for you, how did you react with that? Was that something that you were okay, I'm ready to move on with my life, or was that a difficult time for you?
That's a great question. I think, in going into my senior year, to have to think about that for the first time, because I didn't know if I was going to get drafted or not. And then when the draft came, obviously there was a whole, I have this chance to keep playing. I'm going to do it for as long as I can.
We are losing Charlie Marks. And Kevin, I'm going to turn to you real quick. Got drafted by the Rays. You were all set, I think, to go to, was it Boston College?
Yeah.
And said, okay, made the decision to let's take this offer from the Rays and start my professional career right away. I had a chance to have lunch with you down in Fort Myers, Florida, And I know that the Rays had a different way of doing things where I think there were some other teams that you may have been able to move through the system a little bit quicker, Kevin. When you look at those years that you played with the Rays, do you look at those fondly?
Yeah. I mean, right now, for sure, I do. Back in the when I was 19, 20 years old, I wish I had handled it a little differently, just from a maturity standpoint. But now I definitely look back, thinking about all the bus rides and spending a lot of time in the Appalachians and all over southeastern United States, just making friends and playing ball throughout that entire time. I definitely think back to that with great memories. But I remember at that time it was difficult. I didn't feel like I was accelerating the way I should have. But now I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Kevin, you told me at one point I will never go to Florida again. I'm never going to Florida. I have zero interest in ever going back to that state. We got Charlie Markson back. Hey, Charlie, let's get back to that question where this was it. Now baseball was going to be done for you, and wondering how you handle that.
Yeah, so I remember as I look back on it, I think it was at the time I just tried to dive right into what was next, and I think as you had probably what 6 or 7 years ago at the time, I thought I was ready to move on to what was next, and as I look back on it, I think I just tried to ignore it, right? Because it was such a letdown at the time. Because it's kind of what you worked your whole life for. It was your future plans. It was what you did on your free time. It was where your friends came from. It was a lot of your relationships were formed. So the transition into the real world was definitely harder once it became a reality. But you look back on it, and a lot of the skills you learn along the way ended up making you succeed in the real world too. So they kind of translated better than I expected them to.
Hey, Kevin, I'm gonna ask you both of you guys the same question. But Kevin, when you look back at your high school career at Whitefish Bay, when it comes to baseball, what would your favorite memory of that be?
Ooh, favorite memory?
Yeah.
As much as it kind of pains me to say it, our senior year, we were losing to Sherwood in the playoffs, and I don't mean to diminish Sherwood by any means, but
no.
we were down by 4 runs going into the 7th inning, and I was just like, there's no way my career can end against Sherwood. And we rallied back in the bottom of the 7th inning, put up 5 to win the game. That was pretty special.
Man, I don't care who it is. When you feel like, hey, this could come to an end right now, and you put up 5 to win, it's big. Charlie, same question for you. When you look back at those years at Whitefish Bay, your favorite memory playing for the Dukes?
Yeah, I think I know. I'll give you 2 answers because my first real answer was what Kevin said.
Okay.
When I was thinking about what questions you would ask, that was one of the first things that popped my mind was the feeling of being that low. Again, no offense to Sherwood, but knowing your high school career might end at a home loss to Sherwood, to then a rally like that, was amazing. It still stands out to me. But I also just think early on in Kevin and I's career, when we played with a guy named David Casey, who I'm sure you guys know, who was one of the reasons I ended up going to Notre Dame. He was 2 years ahead of us. But, being in summer baseball had its pros and cons. And one of the pros was you just wake up and you roll out of bed and you walk over to the field and there's 4 or 5 guys there and you're just throwing each other BP, playing long toss. And this is even before we were supposed to be there. And just those memories and those times before the games were amazing.
Hey, so you guys know David Casey is listening right now, and he said that he could hit the ball way further than either of you guys.
Hey, he used to put him on the playground at Cahill. I don't know if anyone knows, but there is an infamous shot against at Nicolet that I don't know if it's landed yet.
Hey, so you guys know when you come home to visit your mom and dad, I would avoid Sherwood for the next 6 months.
I remember being across town and playing our own playoff game and getting done and hearing about that. Obviously news didn't travel as fast back then, but it still traveled. And I remember getting out and being done with our game and hearing Whitefish Bay had to come back in the bottom of the seventh against Shorewood, and everyone was just like, "Wait, what? No, you're hearing the wrong story." But that's baseball, you know. That's baseball.
Yeah,
that's why we love it, because it doesn't matter, you know. The game doesn't care about records or, you know, how talented one team is versus the other, you know. And I know it's cliche, but that's the great part of high school sports right there.
We're talking with Kevin James and Charlie Markson from Whitefish Bay. Hey, Kevin, I still have a Tampa Bay Rays hat that you autographed for me. And I'm wondering, what can I get for it on eBay, think, nowadays?
Nothing. Unless my mom.
Hey, if I drive it down to your folks' home, I bet your mom might give me $10 for it.
She would have the cash.
There you go.
Or my grandma, but that's about it.
I might hit grandma first because I might get 15.
Yeah.
Charlie, thank you so much. Kevin, thank you. I really appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you. Last time I saw you, Charlie, you were running across the street from Lisa's. I was running in, and Kevin, I get a chance. I haven't seen you in a couple of years, but I look forward to it. And say hi to your mom and dad for me. Charlie, same with you. I talk to your parents quite a bit, so I look forward to seeing you in person. Have fun up in Door County, Charlie. If you need company, you call me. I'll drive up there.
I'm always open for company.
There you go.
Nice talking to you guys.
Catching up.
Thanks, Coach. Stay out of family.
You got it. Thanks, guys. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll wrap this thing up, man. What a phenomenal show. This has been a really fun show. And we'll talk to Scott Holler about not only these guys that we talked about, but a little bit what's going on with the WBCA. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern with Scott Holler, head baseball coach at Oak Creek and the president of the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show. Scott, for 2 hours today, we talked to guys that played their high school baseball here in the state of Wisconsin. And I can tell you that what I got out of this show is a number of things. But first of all, these were really all five guys. Really quality individuals. But when they start talking about playing high school baseball in the state with the guys they grew up with and the guys they sat in math class with, you could just hear the joy in their voice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all the way from Jared, who obviously, you know, a guy that's returned to his alma mater and has done great things as a coach, and, you know, to hear about Alex, the success that he's had at Louisville. And you know, he's got the front page. He wrote a letter a couple of years back when he graduated that I got in the front page of our book. It's basically a letter to all of our players about what it means to be an Oak Creek Knights baseball player. And, you know, all the way down the line to Gavin getting mobbed by his guys, you know, all the Kenosha, you know, basically becoming a legend in his own right. And his star status is just off the charts right now. And then to guys like Charlie and Kevin who have moved on and talked about the great things they learned from the game. Just very special and doing good things in their lives.
You know, I knew early on with Kevin and Charlie, because when we played in AAU basketball, if there was a baseball tournament and you know, talking with Dave Markson and Doug James, they said, look, they'll play AAU basketball, but understand baseball is their first choice. And I said, that's fine. When I can get them, I want to get them. I have to tell you a funny story about these guys. We were playing against Michael Jordan's son's team in an AAU basketball tournament in Racine, and they didn't know who he was. I knew who he was.
Sure.
I knew who the kid was. He had 27 in the game ahead of us, and I put Kevin James on him because Kevin James could play defense like crazy, as Charlie could because he was so fast. But Kevin just had a knack. And so we were up by like 25, and I took Kevin out with a couple minutes to go. And I think we were in fourth or fifth grade, something like that. And I said, Kevin, I'm going to tell you something, but you can't tell anybody until the game's over. He said, what's up? I said, you just held Michael Jordan's son to 4 points.
Wow.
He goes, you know what? I wondered where he got those shoes. Those shoes aren't even on the market yet. And I go, there you go.
That's great.
I had so much fun with their families. And I can't tell you how much love I have for the Markson family and the James family and these two young men. But baseball was their, that's what their love was. And I just think the guys that have to make that decision to play travel or play high school ball, I would so encourage you to play high school baseball.
Yeah, and not to one up you, that's a great story, Mike. But yesterday was our twins' 9th birthday, so TJ, my son, and his twin sister Quinn, obviously they get up, they open their presents. So here was their day yesterday. TJ gets a bunch of packs of baseball cards, and he pulls a Gavin Lux rookie card, okay, from the pack. So he's going nuts, right? So little did I know, my wife, she told me that some family was going to drive by around 6-7 o'clock, you know, and surprise the kids or whatever. Well, guess who the first one to come to the house yesterday was? Alex Benelis. He gives TJ, you know, autographed batting gloves.
Wow.
Signed Benelis baseball card. TJ called it his best birthday ever. And here we're stuck in quarantine. We can't see anybody. But getting a Gavin Lux baseball card and Alex Benelis stopping and talking to him, you know, it's just special. And that's what it's all about right there.
Hey, you know what? That might be one of my favorite birthdays. I'll let you know when my birthday's coming up. Maybe you can set that up. Hey, Scott, thank you so much for setting the show.
Mike,
been a wonderful show. And I think exactly what we were hoping for happened. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike. Yep.
Thanks for listening. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.